Once you look at this commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery, as an instructions against immorality, then masturbation is not the only problem. Homosexuality will fall in there. Because God elsewhere, especially in Romans chapter 1, clearly says, when man craves to have sex with another man, they are operating outside God's will. In fact, he says it makes him so unhappy, he will give them up. He will have nothing to do with them, because that is immorality. So you need to understand that in saying thou shalt not commit adultery, he is saying you will not have sex outside my rules. And when you have sex with somebody of your gender, whether you argue that you have a medical problem, whether you argue that's the way you feel, that's your orientation, God must have known all those things, because he's a creator. That he is telling you, you can do it. The same way, sometimes you feel like you are hungry, you want to eat, and the food is available, but you have no money to buy it. Obviously, hunger is a serious thing. But if you pick somebody else's things without his permission, it's called stealing. And you can't say, but you know, I was hungry. The same way you can't say, oh, I felt like sleeping with another man. That's what my orientation. If the Bible doesn't allow it, it will still be breaking God's command. It means that if you really want to stay in God's ways, you must only enjoy sex on a marriage bed. And you must only be married to a person of opposite gender.